Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormuz Fatakia. Well, it was an absolutely forgettable session yesterday for the benchmark indices. The Nifty fell 400 points. The Sensex fell almost 1,250 points. All critical levels breached, and now we are standing at a very make or break point for the Nifty because we are very close to that 31st December low of 23,460 from where we had rebounded by almost around 700, 800 points from those levels, and now we are back at that level. But for now, the first thing that the index will have to do, the bulls at least, will have to defend that 23,600 mark on the downside. It broke below that intraday, but still managed to close above that in what was an extremely volatile and choppy session. You know, the start was not that bad. We opened in the green. The GIFT Nifty was also indicating a positive start yesterday, as it is today as well. The global cues were fairly okay. There was nothing specifically wrong, but there was a very, very sharp sell-off that came in post 10 o'clock in the markets, and it was one way from there. You know, there were plenty of factors that were being attributed to the fall, be it the weakness in the rupee, the concerns around the selling of the FPIs as they have returned after a holiday. But the FPI sell figure was any other day. It was 2,500 crores yesterday. And it was also a concern surrounding the HMPV virus, which the medical experts have been saying out loud that this is not a new virus. It's been around for a while. It is common occurrence during winters. So there was plenty of speculation that led to the fall in the markets yesterday. 10 lakh crore worth of investor wealth was wiped out in yesterday's trading session. It does not help that index heavyweights did not contribute. HDFC Bank, after its business update, the street did not take it too well, despite the management saying that the focus is on bringing down the CD ratio for now and not on growth. But still, the markets did not like it. HDFC Bank was a top contributor to the index downside, as was Reliance Industries, as was Kotak Mahindra Bank, because of the news flow surrounding it. Only four Nifty names ended in the green in yesterday's trading session. Apollo Hospitals was one of them. Titan was another after its business update. Tata Consumer was one, and HCL Tech was one. So only four Nifty names ending in the positive in yesterday's session. You know, the broader markets were not any better, and that also shows the 10 lakh crore wipeout in investor wealth in yesterday's trading session. And the same goes for the Nifty Bank as well. And there was a similar story that played out, because HDFC Bank, Kotak Bank, both of them had a contribution in taking the index lower in yesterday's trading session. The bigger takeaway, though, is the fact that it closed below the 50,000 mark. That is a problem. An 1,100 point cut on the Nifty Bank in yesterday's trading session. So that will be a big thing to watch out for. The first thing that the bulls will have to do is to get that index back above the mark of 50,000. You know, plenty of stocks to watch out for in today's session as well. Business updates continue to come in thick and fast, but there is a lot of brokerage and very interesting brokerage commentary at that. Zomato is first up because Jefferies has downgraded the stock to a hold from its earlier rating of buy. It has also cut its price target. More importantly, it has very, very sharply cut estimates for its EPS, EBITDA and profitability. Now, what Jefferies is saying is that they are concerned about this rising competition in the quick commerce space, and that is what is concerning them over the medium-term profitability prospects of Zomato. ONGC is the other one, because CLSA has upgraded the stock to a high conviction outperform and a 360 rupee price target there. And it is saying that the removal of the windfall tax may allow ONGC to earn a higher realization if crude oil prices recover, as they have been. And it said that despite multiple triggers being there, it is still trading at a material discount to its own valuation, average valuation, as well as its peers average valuation as well. And along with that, it offers a very attractive dividend yield. So keep ONGC on your radar as well. And keep on your radar is Indraprastha Gas, is IGL, because BPCL yesterday disclosed that it has given an in-principle approval for the listing of Maharashtra Natural Gas. Now, why BPCL? Because Maharashtra Natural Gas is a joint venture between IGL, BPCL and GAIL, in which IGL is a 50% stakeholder. So now, because of this, if this listing happens, it's a 1,000 crore IPO is what BPCL has given an approval for. And if that happens, this could help unlock value in shares of MGL, and as a result of which Citi has a buy recommendation on the stock of 450 rupee price target. Remember, IGL has been in the news. It has been correcting very sharply from its highs, almost 35-40% drop it has seen from its peak. But some comfort as well with regards to the recent government orders on gas allocation, the bonus issue that the company has announced as well, that might cushion the stock price, and this acts as another positive trigger for IGL. So keep on your radar IGL as well. ExxonMobil will be in focus because of the fact that they are now the international promoter of the company has directed its board to sell the powder coatings business and the international R&D operations to a separate indirect subsidiary of ExxonMobil, and this will be a potential acquisition for the decorative paints business. Now, paint companies earlier have told CNBC TV 18 that they might be interested in ExxonMobil if there is an opportunity that presents itself. KIOCL and NMDC will be in focus as well, because sources are saying that the steel ministry has proposed a merger between the two companies. Now, NMDC aims to export iron ore pellets from KIOCL after the proposed merger. Now, KIOCL has a market cap of around 26,100 crore rupees. And the current valuation at which the deal is being planned will be negative for NMDC. That is what Philip Capital has had to say in its note. So these are some of the stocks that you need to keep an eye out for. The handover from Wall Street is a positive one. Nasdaq ended higher because of the chip stocks. The Dow Jones, though, ended below the flat line, so we need to keep that in mind. But for now, the GIF Nifty is indicating a positive start for our own markets. Whether that sustains or not will be interesting to see. That's all on this edition of the Markets Buzz podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We wish you a happy and safe trading day. But for the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com.